Kids Network throughout Cherbourg. This is 4K1G.
20 minutes after 2 here on 4K1G. Now, here in North Queensland, we've seen the likes of floods and cyclones. We've seen natural disasters from Japan to New Zealand and across the world. A spate of deadly earthquakes around the Pacific Rim of Fire, including last week's Burma triple earthquake, which is no doubt a harbinger of what the world faces in the immediate period ahead, and which must be recognised as an extinction threat that the nations of the world must mobilise the scientists, engineers and economies to confront. Now, obviously, climate change and global warming are real issues here, and of course, Australia, certainly on a global perspective, and obviously, it is a huge issue when we look at the whole of the world and the whole of the universe. Joining me on the program today, Craig Isherwood, National Secretary for the Citizens Electoral Council of Australia. Craig, thanks for joining us today. Now, obviously, the US statesman and physical economist, Lyndon LaRouche, is leading the world to address this particular reality.
That's right, Lloyd. Look, the Japan earthquake showed, and before that the New Zealand earthquake showed, is that this world of ours is actually a very small part of an enormous galactic and extragalactic universe. And within that universe is enormous powers that are impacting on the Earth. Now, what's alarming is that the earthquakes, both in New Zealand and also in Japan, have been shown to be triggered by the extra activity now of the sun and these coronal mass injections or solar flares. They're not the same thing, but they're closely related. There's a very close relationship between the activity of the sun and what's happening with these tectonic plate shifts, but we don't know what that is. And what's very frightening is that for the last 50 years on our planet, we've shut down the sort of technological and scientific development necessary to really understand more of these phenomena. For example, you know, when the Apollo astronauts were on the moon, they had seismic instruments measuring the actual earthquake, the nature of earthquakes and seismic activity on the moon, which is a different phenomenon than on the Earth. That was all shut down in 1977. Even today, the Obama administration in the United States is taking offline new satellites that will be able to measure tectonic plate and seismic plate activity off the coast of the United States, which actually is very, very crucial because, of course, California lies on the San Andreas Fault, and they're overdue to have another massive earthquake of the size 8 to 9 on the Richter scale, and they're just not prepared. That particular city, unlike Japan, is not prepared for an earthquake on that scale. So Mr. LaRouche is a physical economist, Lloyd. He's 89 years of age now, and he's had a 55-year career, you might say, of forecasting the way that the economy, the physical economy, operates in the world today. He's made several forecasts, quite a number, about 9 forecasts that have all come to pass over this last 50 years, because he looks at economy not as in terms of this monetarist system that we have today, but rather what are we doing in order to be able to support, develop and further the interests of mankind in a physical way, because we need decent healthcare, we need decent roads, we need decent infrastructure. And now what's been shown is that we need infrastructure that can withstand earthquakes and these seismic events, because with the increased activity in the galaxy, with our closest problem sun at the moment causing these tectonic shifts, we really have to know what's going on, or at least how we can solve some of these issues. Otherwise, we're in a great deal of peril, and that's the essence of the press release that I've just put out. And of course, that echoes Mr. LaRouche's concerns in the world today.
And now that when we look at the natural disasters that are happening all around the world, climate change, global warming, there's all these issues that no doubt are real, in fact, on the ground here on the planet, basically. But then when we look at what we hear from, of course, Lyndon LaRouche, basically there's a deeper meaning and a deeper side of things, in fact, past our planet, that is actually having an effect on all these things.
Well, that's right, because, look, our planet is part of the solar system. And what people tend to believe is that space is empty, that there's nothing out there, which is absolutely incorrect. I mean, we can't even get past, if we go up into space, we are bombarded, not by empty space, but by enormous arrays of electromagnetic radiation, of cosmic rays that emanate from places like the Crab Nebula. In fact, it was known that the Apollo 17 astronauts barely escaped with their lives because of a massive solar ejection that happened just after they got back into the safety of the Earth's biosphere. Now, the fact of the matter is that, you know, the Earth itself is part of astronomical cycles. I mean, for example, when you have a very lazy sun, that is a sun that doesn't have much in the way of solar flares and doesn't have much in the way of coronal mass ejections, where you have these particles bombarding the Earth, these protons is what they're called, then what happens is this allows an increase in cosmic ray activity, which leads to increased cloud formation, and therefore you end up with wetter summers like we've just had, because we've had a very lazy sun for a long time. Now, that's one aspect of it. You also have the fact that our Earth is part of a solar system that's moving through our galaxy, and it's moving through our galaxy in two ways. First of all, people might have heard of the fact that our galaxy, the Milky Way, has spiral arms. So therefore, we are moving through these spiral arms, and that creates a periodicity over long geological time of about 142 million years. And you pick up these cycles in fossil records. But you also have another cycle, given that our galaxy is rather disc-shaped. Our solar system is moving up and down through our galaxy, and that creates another cycle of 62 million years. And what you find, paleontologists and others have found, is that there is a correlation between what's called extinction events and the motion of our solar system through the galaxy of 62 million years. And what is very worrying is that, you know, the last extinction event happened 63 million years ago. Now, that doesn't mean necessarily that all the life on the planet is wiped out, but it's a very serious problem given that, you know, you did have the extinction of the dinosaurs at one particular point. And for several generations, you know, lived in hundreds of generations actually lived on Earth where, for example, you haven't had whole mountains literally exploding and destroying the landscape. We've seen a couple of those sorts of events in Indonesia, you know, back in the 80s. I think Krakatoa was one of those that just blew apart. But in terms of an event 100 times greater, we haven't seen that. And the concern, again, is as we're moving through the galaxy, the confluence of forces of the radiations that are hitting the Earth and then upsetting the tectonic plates is that we could see those sorts of events again on the Earth.
Now, obviously, we've seen scientists and heard from scientists all around the world, international scientists, talking about catastrophic events that will be coming upon us here on planet Earth in the next coming years if we do not fix the planet. We've heard the things of the areas of climate change, global warming, the effect that this will have on our planet. Then we look at the, of course, what we were talking about today, the solar flares and the correlation between solar flares, the tectonic activity as well. And then we, look at the issue of this, which will have no doubt happen, effect on everything being on this particular planet as we know it today. But this also, in fact, has been reported by NASA, I believe, and the question being asked by many, I guess, today is why isn't people getting this information? Because if it's going to have effect on the very being of everything on this planet, then people should know, in fact, what is happening not just in the planet but in the universe.
Well, that's because today most people have been dumbed down in order not to understand what real science is. And I think the global warming issue is a big one here, because what is being told now is that the so-called science of global warming is settled. You have Tim Flannery running around saying the science of global warming is settled. That is the biggest lie out. And Tim Flannery is the same person who, in 1993, called for Australia to have a population of a mere 6 to 7 million people. Now, what people have to understand is that the whole issue of global warming is a political operation, specifically run by the likes of Prince Philip and the British Empire, which we refer to, and I'll come back to that in a sec, of population reduction. Now, the intention is to reduce the world's population from the 7 billion it is nearly now down to below 2 billion because human beings pollute the Earth. Now, this is actually a policy. Prince Philip himself came out and said on many occasions that if he is reincarnated, he'd like to come back as a deadly virus and make a contribution to reduce the world's population. So the actual issue behind the whole debate of climate change is not the actual science, because the science is not settled. In fact, it's typical of most science today. The science that is heard is the science that has come from bought and paid for scientists from institutions where they're paid to spit out basically scientific lines. True science doesn't exist like that, and many of the voices that would oppose global warming aren't heard of today. Instead, you get this line, this political line, oh, the science is settled. Now, that's essentially the issue, is that this is the destruction of science today over the last 50 years has led to a population that doesn't understand how our universe works, and that we are governed by principles, and what we call them physical principles, that are unseen by our senses, but actually impact on our world around us. And unless we make discoveries of those physical principles, that is how the universe actually works, as opposed to swallowing these political lies because someone wants to have a political idea of reducing the world's population, which is what we've written a lot about in our organisation, then that puts us at peril. That puts us at risk. Because look what we're facing now in the real universe. We have these catastrophic events being forecast, as you say, by NASA and other people. And where are we? Look, we shut down the development, for example, of nuclear power. Not just nuclear fission, but nuclear fusion, antimatter-matter relationships and development of that sort of thing. We shut that down 40 to 50 years ago. So if we had a crash program in these sorts of areas of really harnessing the energy that we're capable of harnessing, we would be looking at space travel today outside the orbit of the Earth and already solving a lot of the problems of how the Earth is positioned in space, what the nature of space really is. And that's what hasn't happened, because there's been a political decision for the last 50 to 60 years to reduce the population of the world, to shut down. And we refer to that, Lloyd, as the British Empire, but not in the sense of the old British Empire. A lot of people have an idea of gunboats and slavery and so forth. What we talk about today in terms of the British Empire is the monetarist system, where everyone is focused on making money, that the basis of an economy is money. The basis of a real economy is not money, it's physical economy. What are you providing for your people in order to be able to sustain and develop their capabilities in this world around us? So the British Empire has controlled this for a long time, and as we've seen with the global financial crisis, it's coming to an end. It's disintegrating as we speak, and you have various levels of what we call hyperinflation happening around the world, where prices are going through the roof. And here in Australia, you see the same thing, that the cost of living is getting harder and harder and harder for many people.
Well, it makes sense. We looked at we've spoken before, the British Crown said it classed as a corporation anyway, so it does make sense in that area. Now, obviously, this particular issue, in fact, we've heard the latest, we've seen from British astrophysicist Piers Corbin, mm-hmm. attributing the Japan earthquake to the X-class solar flare on the 10th of March 2011 that significantly impacted the Earth, and was actually reported by NASA, so NASA knew about this all the time. Mm-hmm. And when we look at this particular issue, obviously, it's an issue that that many talked about. We know we come from, of course, a human race, and that the part of evolution, I guess, and we've got to where we are today. Is the developed world? Are we going too far, though?
No, we're not going far enough, Lloyd. We have a capability as human beings, as distinct from other animals, to make discovery of these unseen physical principles, the things that are causing. We can actually understand and make discoveries about, what actually makes the sun work. So that when you have these, what they call X-class solar flares, which are enormous bursts of energy, like one-sixth the total amount of energy emitted by the sun happens in these flares, just in, per second. So you have this enormous amount of energy impacting on the Earth, but how does that affect the tectonic plates? We don't know. Does it relate to the magnetosphere of the Earth? What does that mean for the internal part of the Earth? If you look at the Earth, then basically if you compare the Earth to the human head, right, we haven't got past the first skin cell layer of our head in understanding what the Earth is made up of actually, and the forces, the magnetic forces, the geomagnetic forces and so forth. So we have a unique capacity to make discoveries of how the universe works, which means we have to educate our young people to understand the difference between simply taking the idea of sense perceptions as being truth, as opposed to those unseen forces that impinge upon our senses and actually create that create those sense perceptions. Now, things like gravity, for example, right? You don't see gravity. You see the effects of gravity. You don't see light. Actually, you see the effects of light. You see that because our retinas and so forth have adapted in order to be able to pick up those particular frequencies. And our eyes, for example, don't see in the infrared range, or they don't see in the ultraviolet range, whereas birds and bees and other insects do. So what happens is at the our ability has to be, we're incredible as human beings. All human beings have this ability to make discoveries, creative discoveries of how the universe works. That's what's being shut down. When you talk about empires like the British Empire, they don't want an educated citizenry. They don't want people to use their creativity, because that would mean they would rise up against the likes of empires that want to use slavery and these tools to put people in a position where they can't challenge the authority of the rulers of the empire. And, you know, this is what we talk about a lot of as the Promethean principle, that human beings are fundamentally different than animals, but you do have this elite in the world today that want to reduce us down to being animals, and that's what's causing all the misery across the board in all types of economic policy for all peoples.
Now, as we say, the Earth is in a heightened danger period, and the sunspot is a solar flare cycle, having emerged from an extended period of no sunspots into a period of rapidly increasing sunspot as the sunspots as the cycle builds to its maximum, I believe, in 2013. So we're only talking a couple of years away. I guess some serious time ahead of us.
That's right. I mean, the other phenomenon is that the usual cycle, solar cycle, is 11 years, and it stretched out to 13 years for some reason this time. We don't know why. Another question to be answered. But, yeah, the solar activity is going to be increasing over the next two years, so we don't know what that means for the future of earthquakes, other than we best be on lookout for them and be prepared in places which do have vulnerabilities for earthquakes to make sure people are ready.
Well, I guess when we look at the galactic forces driving the major catastrophic events recorded in Earth's geographical record, I guess we could be looking at something in the reflection on the last great extinction, which was that of the dinosaurs.
Well, hopefully not. But you can't rule it out. we have to be realistic and say, look, you know, this is on the cards. I mean, the Earth is very unstable in this solar system and in this galaxy, where the forces out there are enormous. You know, millions of times greater than any sort of force that we can generate on Earth, and that's including nuclear power. Right? So when you look at it that way, we haven't really mastered the knowledge of the forces that we are dealing with, and that's an argument also as to why we say we need to be in space. We need to be able to go and colonize Mars, because just to get there is going to be a major feat. To get there, we need to use things like fusion rockets that were being developed in the 1950s, so that we can travel effectively at what's called 1G, which is one Earth gravity. Because that way you can simulate then the gravity that human beings have on Earth. But once you're outside the Earth's biosphere, as I said before, you're impacted by enormous bands of electromagnetic radiation. You've got cosmic rays that are very high powered, some of these rays that come from exploding nebula way out in space. So mankind is very vulnerable, and we need to begin and to recognize that vulnerability immediately for the sake of the future of the human race.
Now, this is a huge issue when we talk about these solar flares. It's a huge issue that will affect everyone and everything on this particular planet, let alone the universe. When we look at this particular issue, obviously, it doesn't matter what color, creed, race, religion you're from, this will affect everyone and everything. What can people do, though? I mean, look at this issue, as you mentioned, and Larish has spoken about the halting of all scientific and technological development from the past several decades from certain countries, no doubt. What can people do, though? I mean, is there anything that people can do to make a difference?
Well, I think the first thing is people have to inform themselves as to what is actually going on and get the information. There's two ways of doing that. Firstly, you know, the Citizens Electoral Council, we're an Australian political party. We've been around for 22 years, and we oppose the policies that have led to the collapse of science and technological development in our country. And then this, we strongly oppose this the pseudoscience that's being foisted upon the Australians by virtue of this political imperative that is being rammed down people's throats. That's the first thing. Our website, Lloyd, is cecaust.com.au. People can subscribe to get our emails, which is, you know, how you got onto me. But there's also a very important website for young people in particular, but those who really want to study and look at this material, and that's called the LaRouche Pack website, which is www.larouchepac.com. And there you have what's called the basement team, and these people are very talented young people that are working alongside Mr. LaRouche in exploring these powers, these forces that we've been discussing this afternoon. And they have a series of internet videos which go through the various aspects of how to look at the Earth, how to look at the history of the Earth, the history of the Sun, and the relationship that this has with how you actually have to have an economy that deals with this and get rid of this monetarist system that we have that is destroying the capability for real science and technological development. And they're the two things that people need to do, and then from there people can make their own decision about further research into this.
Definitely. Well, many will be thinking that it's something, it sounds like something from a sci-fi movie, but this really is a threat that is quite real.
Yes, very real, and you know, the best way to deal with the fear is to face it and to have a look at it and understand it, and then marvel actually in the strength and the capability of mankind if we decide to adopt a position of really understanding and working out how our universe and galaxy works.
Definitely. Well, we encourage many to head to their website, www.cecaust.com.au. You can certainly find that further information there. Craig Isherwood, National Secretary for the Citizens Electoral Council of Australia, thank you very much for your time, and thank you very much for this information, which is no doubt very important to many around the country and certainly around the world.
Yeah, thanks very much, Lloyd, for the opportunity, and please give me a call if you want an update at any time.
Will do. Thanks for that, Craig.
Thank you.
Okay, bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, Craig Isherwood from the Citizens Electoral Council of Australia. As I mentioned, that website, www.cecaust.com.au. Well, moving on that time, 17 away from 3, back with more very shortly here on 4K1G. As we live in a very changing time here in Australia, and certainly on Mother Earth, and everyone wants to make a difference, doesn't it?